The father is a retired Army officer who served in Vietnam and has become a noted conservative critic of the war in Iraq. The son was a first lieutenant who was killed in that war on Mother's Day. Young Andrew Basevich died in a suicide bombing north of Baghdad. The elder Andrew Basevich teaches at Boston University. Fred Tice of member station WBUR went to Walpole, Massachusetts to talk to him and his family.
Andrew Basevich's sisters, Amy, Katie, and Jennifer, meet in a coffee shop near their parents' home to talk about their brother. Jennifer Basevich says they don't want his memory lost in the fact that he was the son of a prominent critic of the war.
I think a lot of people think that this is a story just about a professor that was against the war, that had a son that died in the war, and it's not. You know, the more than anything, I think we think our brother was just he was a fantastic human being and
he
was a really
a gift, and we will miss him.
We will miss him very much.
Basevich graduated from Boston University in 2003. After working briefly for Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, he enlisted in the Army as a private, rising to first lieutenant. The older Andrew Basevich agreed to talk about his son on the family screened-in porch. Basevich served in Vietnam in 1970 and 71, at a time he says it was clear that that war was not going to be won.
And my son goes to Iraq in 2006 when, at least it's apparent to me, that this war is not going to be won and is probably headed for some dismal conclusion. So our kinship is that he and I had a knack for picking the wrong war in which to serve.
Basevich never shared these thoughts with his son because he didn't want to burden him with them. In his grief, he's asking himself what his obligations are as a citizen and as a father.
I mean, one of the things that I've been really struggling with over the last several days is to try to understand my own responsibility for my son's death.
Basevich says he thought his responsibility as a citizen was to give voice to his concerns about the war. His loss, he says, has made him question the lasting value of his criticism.
What kind of democracy is this when the people do speak and the people's voice is unambiguous, but nothing happens?
Our voices, he says, are simply lost. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.